last 30 seconds has kind of sugarcoated everything, and it just it was all about the result, and there's no better way to win it. 30 seconds to go.
It was quite an interesting start to the game because you had to reshuffle your pack. No Jordan Moore Taylor, of course. Matt Oakley went off pretty early, so we lost a bit of rhythm there, didn't we?
Yeah, I took a gamble on Matt, and well, we won the game, but it appeared not to have paid off. And yeah, I mean, I selected a bench with it in mind that if he dropped out, I said it to, I probably shouldn't attempt to fade, but if he has to come off in the 10th minute, I'd have him there to come on. And we were prepared for it, but we were hoping he wouldn't come off. But I think the first half was seemed very competitive. I think, you know, they had territory on us, and it was even Stevens at half time. They certainly deserved their goal. The pressure they put on us, and their two centre forwards spent too long around our box for my liking. But we hung on in there, you know. And at 1-0, you've just got to keep it at 1-0. The first thing you do when you're trying to chase down a deficit is to keep it one goal, you know. And we knew they were strong. They were physically stronger than us today in many areas, which is why when it came to long throws and corners, we put everyone back and we did our bit. Albeit, there are plenty of insults coming from behind me for taking players back to defend. But yeah, you know, the best way to come back from a lead is to make sure you don't concede another. And you know, when you look back on it, that was a good decision. You know, we kept it to one, and then with 20 minutes to go, with Jake Taylor coming on with very, very good movement, and David Noble being a huge difference in the side, we suddenly then had some passing, some movement, and Ollie Watkins got some space. And you know, it's not just about another centre forward; it's about finding space in the other team's half. And Jake and David put Ollie Watkins on the ball, and what a day for Ollie.
Yeah, well, the first goal kind of came from nothing, really, didn't it? I think Ryan Holly found the pass to put Ollie in. He hit a shot early, but when he hit it, I thought keeper's going to save that one.
Yeah, I think it came from an accumulation of play on their inside right area. David Noble sort of on the ball two or three times, and he played a speculative pass towards the corner of the box. In order to get chances, you've got to spend time around the opposition's box, however they come, and whether it's from a set piece or from a mistake or a good bit of play, you've got to spend time there. So to be honest, I was surprised it went in. He hit the shot, and I'm thinking, oh dear, maybe not the best idea. But anyway, it's gone in. You know, that's what happened. You know, it's, if you don't shoot, it's not going to go in. So the last you know, 5-10 minutes was number one. You're thinking, let's not lose this now. Make sure everyone's doing the job. And it's amazing when you just focus on those things. Something can happen, and that's one of the best goals you will ever see in League Two under that kind of pressure at this kind of moment. 30 seconds to go. I mean, he flicked it around the player, did a Cruyff turn, and then hit a left foot shot into the top corner. That was something else.
One of the best goals you've ever seen?
Well, yeah, I mean, it would have to be considered with a number of, and also for the importance of it. You know, it's one thing scoring a goal when you're 3-0 up, when you're 3-0 down, but doing that at 1-0 with 30 seconds to go takes some doing.
In front of the big bank as well, great moment for them.
Yeah, no matter what he gets in his career, I mean, he will get, you know, he's got a long, I'm sure, good career ahead of him, Ollie, but he won't get any better than that for him.
What gives you most pleasure as a manager? Do you look back on that and think, okay, the decisions I made changed the game? Or do you look at, you know, you get a lot of satisfaction from a young player coming through, getting the winning? Must be a number of things.
At this stage of the season, with 6 games to go, 3 points. 3 points, and against a very, very effective, strong team today. I mean, they were. I mean, the irony is, the games we've won, I mean, there's been a lot made about our home draws, but the games we've won, the last 2 games we won today and against Accrington, in both games the opposition had the ascendancy. You know, so always about being attacking, it's not about that. You know, Accrington outplayed us and we beat them. Our goal today had the ascendancy. They had the power. Their two centre forwards put a lot of pressure on our centre halves. They had the flow of the game, and we've come and won it. You know, so there's no rhyme or reason to this, and it just keeps us going, and you never know. But what a fantastic day for Ollie. And you know, I invited him to do the team talk afterwards, because everything seems to touch at the moment.
What did he say?
All the things he was expecting, that wasn't it. So I'm afraid I caught him on the hop, and he declined the offer. Yeah.